Hey guys, welcome to Candid Combos. I'm Kaylee.
I'm Haley.
And welcome to our first episode. Whoop
whoop! Yeah, yeah.
We're just here. Talking. Haley just said this isn't very candid of us. Because we were planning out the script of how to introduce it.
Well, it's the first episode, and so I didn't want to be like...
Hey, welcome, yeah. Welcome back.
I want you guys to like kind of know what was going on, but now we're here.
Here we are. We had an idea of what we were going to talk about for this episode.
Yeah, we didn't want to go in blind.
Because, yeah, but we're also doing an activity right now.
Yes, we are painting. I'm painting a tote bag.
And I'm painting a birdhouse.
No, it's cute.
I'm kind of going for like a summery pink and orange, yellow.
Should I do like these type of flowers or should I do like cute little individual flowers?
I like this. Okay. Pinterest is really saving us today.
I'm plagiarizing someone.
Honestly, I think of copying as like...
inspiration.
No, copying is like a compliment to their work.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I think of copying.
And like, you're posting it on Pinterest for everyone to see, like...
someone's gonna take that idea, so...
yeah.
You can't be mad about it and be like, ugh, someone just stole me. Anyways, our topic for this episode is hot takes, which is basically unpopular opinions.
Yes.
If you're not cool enough to know what that is.
If you don't know the lingo.
If you don't know the teenager slang. Do you have any hot takes?
Hot take. I think Stanley Cups are ugly, but they're so... like, the design is exactly how it needs to be. Like, it's a big cup, but they fit in cup holders. But I think they're the ugliest cups.
Wow. That was a hot take.
I just... something about the look of them is like... but I want one.
Okay, I'm confused. You think it's exactly. Ugly, but you want it.
Yes, because, like, they're good. Like, they work, and they fit in cup holders.
So then why...
but it's just the way they have to look is just to be able to be functional is just... I don't like it.
So is it the handle?
It might be the handle, but without the handle, it would be even worse.
Because then there's, like, no grip. And there's not even something on top.
Yeah,
to, like,
I think it's the handle. It might be the handle.
What if you got, like, a neutral color?
Yeah, they're I just...
Do you want one? I want one.
I want one, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to get one. Like, I guess if I were to get one, like, a gift...
oh, I fucked up. Sorry.
I'd be like, yes, this is awesome.
What about, like...
or, like, find one at a thrift store? Yes, I'd be taking it.
What about, like, the Hydro Flask ones? Are those ones ugly to you, too?
Yeah, I think those are ugly, too.
Which ones are uglier? I think the Hydro Flasks are uglier. Because I think they were, like, trying to copy Stanley.
Yeah.
Yes, copying is, like, nice, but, yeah. Like, that was, like, kind of too much copying, I feel
like. I was
like,
this is the same thing.
Like, Hydro Flask, you had your moment. This is not it.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about Stanleys and Hydro Flask. Hydro Flask are definitely the uglier ones.
Like, I want a Stanley, but I don't know what's stopping me.
I mean, they're kind of expensive.
They're only like $30.
Oh, really?
They're $35 on Amazon.
Oh, that's like good though.
Yeah.
For like those kind of cups.
But like on their website, they're like $70.
Oh.
Fast fashion?
Yeah.
But it's not even fashion. Whatever. Hot take. We said so many hot takes in the car, and now I can't think of any. Oh, burritos are better than tacos.
Oh, yes.
That's just, like, a given, I feel like.
Exactly.
Like, when you go to Taco Bell, if you get tacos, you're literally stupid.
Like, I just like how you can, like, bite in and...
no, I feel that. Like, it's different than a taco. Like, tacos are, like, they get everywhere.
Yeah, they
like, you bite in a taco, and it's shitting out the end.
Yeah.
At a burrito, it doesn't do that until maybe you get to the end. But then it's just, like, a really good burrito because it's just stuffed up.
Exactly. Except sometimes they put too much, like, steak or chicken, and then I'm like, where's the beans and the rice?
Yeah, I don't know, like, tacos just, like, tacos are good, though, don't get me wrong. A good taco is a great taco, but...
exactly.
I would choose a burrito.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll eat a taco for sure.
Yeah.
But I just...
Yeah. Just, I would choose a burrito more.
Yeah.
What else? Very planned of us.
Yeah, we're candid, for real. Okay, my bags for me are cute.
That is cute. I've only done my pink on my birdhouse, so I can't really say it's cute yet. I'm already getting outside the lines. That's what makes it more fun.
Exactly.
Walking up. Okay, okay, what do we think about, like, being hot versus being cold?
I think hot is better.
Yeah.
I just... Because, like, I'm cold all the time, and so, like, if I'm warm, I'm, like, livid.
Oh, I got a hot take.
Yes.
Sleeping with socks.
No!
Sleeping with socks. In the it's summer. Like... Sleeping with socks in the summer.
Just, the take is getting hotter and hotter.
Sleeping with socks is the summer... In the summer, is it?
I just, like, if you're, like, camping, like, when we were camping and it was freezing, sleeping with socks is amazing. But, like, I like feeling my blankets on my feet.
Okay, I don't know if that's weird.
Like, why do you like sleeping with socks?
Because, like, my butt feels warm, I want my feet to feel warm. I don't know, I don't like the feel of my feet touching, if that makes sense.
Like your feet touching each other?
Yeah, like if I'm sleeping and my feet like rub against each other, I'm like, ugh, gag.
That's kind of true.
So then I put socks on and I could sleep with my feet like closer and, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like my feet touching, as they're touching right now, but like it's different.
Yes, but like it's like claustrophobic in your bed.
Yeah. Again, with the bed. Top sheets are stupid.
No, top sheets
what
are
What is the point of a top sheet?
Like, who... They just... I get tangled up in them.
I want to feel my comforter. My comforter's there to comfort me, and I can't feel it.
Exactly.
I put a top sheet on my bed yesterday. I think I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
To feel, like, put together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, be that productive girly. And now I have it on, I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. And I woke up this morning and my top sheet was everywhere. It's just not it.
Yeah, like, that's what I hate most about hotels.
Top sheets. They're I didn't realize how much I hated them until I put one back on after not having one on for, like...
A little bit?
Like, probably a year, honestly. But, like, last night I was, like, journaling and I was like, okay, my life's together. And then I put a top sheet on and I was like, no. Dude, look how vibrant that pink is.
No, because, like, at a hotel, top sheets could make me lose it.
They're just, like, nah. No. No. That's it. Top sheets are done.
Cancel top sheets.
Cancel top sheets. I don't have any other hot takes right now. Well, then let's talk about Taylor Swift. Speak Now, Taylor's version is out.
Kaylee's thrilled.
If you don't know me, I'm... a major Swiftie. I would die to see her, but her tickets need to, like, Taylor,
drop down a couple.
If
thousand.
You're listening to this, maybe tone the tickets down a notch because you already have money, girl. Or just, like, if you're listening to this, because I know you are, obviously, maybe just let me go for free. I mean, that would just be great.
She deserves it.
Like, anyways, Speak Now is amazing. Favorite album, so I was thrilled when she announced it, and it was magical last night. I listened to it a total of 3 times, cried probably a total of like 15 times. It was amazing. She never
getting a little breeze, a little water action.
Oh, look at this! Why is it raining? Sorry. Guys, if you don't see Haley's bag, we make it Instagram. We're like, here it is.
No, literally, wait.
Like, these are the
what
topics of the episode.
Yes, what if we just do activities every podcast episode and then post them to an Instagram.
That would be so... Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, I need a green. Do we have the paints in a package still? Oh, wait, this might
They're
work.
All in there.
Okay. Kelly Green?
There's also this one. Oh, that's glow in the dark.
I need, like, a dark green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, do we have any other hot takes? Pineapple on pizza?
No.
No? Really?
You think yes?
I think yes. I've always been a pineapple on pizza.
That
Canadian bacon. So good. But, like, a good pepperoni is good, too.
Yeah.
I always used to say, like, pizza's my favorite food. And now I'm like, is pizza even that good?
No, I don't like pizza.
Like,
pizza's my mom's favorite food.
Now I'm like, pizza's kind of gross.
I'm like, I don't rock with pizza anymore.
I'm like, maybe that's a hot take. Pizza's kind of disgusting.
I'm over
Like, pizza. I'm eating bread and cheese.
Maybe school kind of, like,
drowned it out of me.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have any water to clean our brushes.
That's I got a hot take.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I forgot it. hot take. Working is stupid.
Yes.
And you should get paid for living. I said this earlier, but you guys need to hear this. It's hard enough to, like, live.
So, like, why...
Why give us a job on top of that?
Why do I gotta work to live?
Can't wait till we have to pay taxes.
We already do.
No, but, like, on our own.
Oh, yeah.
Like, without my mom doing it. Yeah. My dad doing it.
No, taxes suck.
Do you do yours?
Yeah. Oh. My mom helps me, but it sucks.
This might need a second go. Oh, I love the silence for you guys.
I know.
I can't think of any other hot takes. This isn't a hot take, but hearing other people's drama while you're not in the drama is, like, the best thing ever.
Because
you're not included in the drama, which is, like, nice.
Yeah.
But you would see all this shit going down. That's, like, wow.
Yeah. And it's, like, wow, I'm glad that's not my life.
I'm, like, wow, this person's fucking this person. And this person's fucking this person. And this person's cheating on this person. And I'm just sitting here,
like, ooh.
Hearing it from, like, other people.
Yes.
And I'm just, like, wow. Oh, did we ever find out what happened?
No, but...
Don't say names.
Yeah, I know.
But
I did text her, because she, like, wanted to be able to tell.
Yes, you know. Yeah.
And, but then I didn't ask, like, what happened with it, because I didn't want to, like...
I want to know.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Because that's actually crazy.
Exactly. And apparently he had a party the other day, and invited... A couple people, a party. My coworker said it was not a party. He was like, there was like 15 people there.
Should we explain? Should we explain?
I mean, I guess we can.
So basically, this one of our friends has a friend who has a boyfriend,
situationship,
friends with benefits.
Yeah.
But this guy used to work with Haley.
Yes.
And I don't really know the rest. You can explain the rest.
And so, apparently, I have a coworker that comes from a different area of the world every year. And so, she, like, comes for the summer, and she was here this summer, and last summer they worked together. And they were all kind of, like, they were, like, flirty with each other, and it was weird. I was like, you're a minor, and she's not, so...
That's tea first, but...
And so, then, this summer, he's still a minor... And she is not. And...
How old is he? 17?
17. And she's, like, 19.
Oh.
And so, wow. I'm like, catching a case.
They definitely hooked up.
Exactly. And so then he was like hanging out with her. Like alone. A couple weeks ago.
When he has a situationship with this other girl.
Yes.
Who is also 17. Our age.
Yes. And they were hanging out alone for like hours in the evening. And like my coworker was telling me this because they were friends. Or they are friends. And so I'm over here like,
because one of our friends, like our close friends, is friends with this girl of this situationship with this guy.
And she's like, I'm pretty sure she's under the impression that it's just like they're the only ones seeing each other. And I was like, oh, this is big drama.
So I was gone for the whole week and I like totally forgot about it until just now. I wonder what happened.
Yeah. Because then I was, like, retelling the story to her. And then she was like, okay, I'm going to screen record the chat so I don't, like, mess anything up and, like, have misunderstandings.
To who?
To...
Wait.
She screen recorded the chat because I retold the whole story so that way she could explain to her friends.
Okay. So she's going to send that to them?
I think so. And I was like, oh...
Haley's involved in the drama?
I was like, wait, guys. I was like, this is all hearsay.
Okay, here's my pink.
And my coworker told me that...
Recently or that other time?
The other time.
Okay.
When I was hearing all this. That the one lady who comes for the summer and the guy who used to work there like each other. Oh. And I was like, how can you be saying this right now? And my other coworker was like, doesn't he have a girlfriend? And she just kind of like was like, I was like,
So that is like, that's what I mean. Like hearing that drama, it's like, wow, like I want to be like a part of it. But then I'm like, no, I don't.
I was like, this is the biggest drama I've heard in a long time.
It's kind of fun to like hear about it though.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. That's, like, the only drama I've been in. Involved. But I'm not even involved. It's just, like, recent drama.
Yeah.
Most recent drama I had was falling out with a friend. Long story short, she ghosted me.
Yeah.
Right? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Which was, like, not...
We want to say bitch.
Yeah.
A bitchy move.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of just a bitch in general. And you know who you are. You know exactly who you are if you're listening to this. Exactly. Honestly, she would listen. I feel like she would. You know exactly who you are, and you're annoying. And thanks for giving me money listening to this.
That's the realest.
No, it's like when TikTok, like, the haters will comment and they'll keep viewing it, but it's giving that TikToker money.
Exactly.
And I'm like, so you hate them, but you want to give them money. Like, are you trying to get attention or what?
Exactly.
Okay, yours is going to be cute. Mine's going to be ugly. My foot's asleep. No. Hot take. When your foot's asleep, it feels so good.
Sometimes. Until it's, like, too much.
When it's, like, the needle pins, I'm like, yes. I, like, move it, and I feel like my whole body's gonna collapse. But it feels like a good collapse. Oh, I got a hot take.
Yes.
Sending nudes is childish.
Really?
Okay, well, I think it is so stupid.
I mean, I think, okay, if someone's, like, send nudes, and you do, that's different. But, like, if you're, like, with somebody, I don't know. I think it's kind of
maybe
like if you're like with your husband or your wife.
I like that.
I'm like,
but I don't like it if some guys just like send nudes. That happened to me recently, actually.
It's actually horrible.
He's probably listening to this because he would. If you're listening to this, you're ugly, and I don't want to be in a relationship with you, and I don't want to hook up with you. Actually, well,
I mean.
I would, But that one video that you sent me crossed the line.
That was too much. That was borderline assault.
No, literally. He asked... Should I say? He texted me. He goes, do you want to send? And I was like, no. I was like, that's awkward. We... No. Okay? And then he sent. And it was like, a lot. Ugh. Too much.
Too much.
And then he sent a video. And you probably know what the video is. I'm not going to elaborate on that. But... I think it's different when I'm like, when I say no, but then they send something, yes. And I'm like, no.
You're like, no, I obviously didn't really want to engage in that, and yet, here you are, embarrassing yourself.
Sending them.
Yeah, I think, like, just, like, sending them because, not a good thing to do. But
I think if you're married, or, like...
That would have me going feral.
Or, like, engaged, even, yes. Or, like... Honestly, even dating in, like, college.
I don't know. It would just
And he, like, sent. I would, like, yep.
I'd be, like,
well. I would definitely send back.
It would just...
But it's different when I'm not dating this guy. I'm not want to be involved in a relationship with this guy. And he's just sending it to me.
Yeah.
And we know each other, too. Yeah. Like, we see each other every summer. Since I was, like, in third grade. And we used to be, like, best friends, okay?
Yeah.
And now it's gonna be awkward.
It's gonna be...
Here's the thing, though. I started it. Because I was, like, being funny flirty. Because he texted me, and then I texted him, and being funny flirty is, like, kind of fun, but then he took it too far.
You're like, so it is my fault, but...
It definitely is my fault. But I stopped, and I said no. No means no. Well, he asked if he could send, and I said no, and he did send. Did I tell you that part?
No.
He said, can I send? And I said no, and then he sent it. I thought it was going to be a face pic, and then it was a dick pic.
No. Even after you said no?
After I said no.
That is so bad.
He's definitely America type of guy, too, so... That's also where I'm like, ha, no.
Except, I don't think he was that ugly. I mean.
Haley.
Not, yes, because that's, he's known.
Haley.
But the picture you sent, I was like.
You're joking.
But I mean, obviously he posted it because he thought he looked good in the picture, so it. Wasn't obviously.
He's so musty though. Like, he is so musty.
I mean, like, I don't know him in real life and you do, so.
His personality is, like, terrible.
Really?
Like, oh my God. I hope he doesn't go now. Because if he goes now, that's gonna be like.
That'll be next level awkward.
Okay, well, I guess I was saying smart. We go to camp together every summer with, like, all our friends and stuff. And he literally was like, we could just hook up in the bushes.
And you're like...
I'm like, I would, but my mom's gonna be there.
Like, I love how you're like, he's so ugly. I would, but...
I didn't say I'd be in a relationship with him. I said I'd hook up with him. But...
No, that's not what I meant. I wouldn't be in a relationship with him for sure.
But, like... In the bushes?
In the bushes?
Like, do you want me to get poison oak in my ass?
That would...
I come home and I'm like, Haley, there's poison oak up in there.
That would actually be kind of crazy.
No, but like, I would hook up, but after that, I'm like, huh.
Never mind.
Maybe not. It's just a weird experience.
No, yeah.
And then, oh my God, did I tell you? He texted me. Well, I didn't tell you because he texted me today. He texted me this morning. He was like, sorry, the other day was like drunk. And I was like, no, you weren't. I was like, you're trying to cover it up, but I know you weren't. And then he texted me, he was like, yeah, my like friends were texting you. And I was like, okay, no, you're in middle school.
No, yeah, exactly.
He's like, sorry, my friends took my phone. And I was like, no, they didn't. I was like, don't lie.
Liar.
And I literally texted him. I was like, okay, you're real funny.
Sure.
Like, I don't believe that.
Exactly.
Like, no, just no.
No, that's actually crazy.
After I said no to sending.
Yes.
And then like, I was like, he was like, do you want to see? And I was like, no. And then he sends them. And I was like, no. No. Sir crossed the line. Haley, this is looking real ugly.
No.
Have you seen it recently?
No, I have not.
That's probably a good thing. This is what it's looking like.
Yeah. No, no, it's cute.
She's like, yeah. She's like, it looks really good.
No, it does. I like the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
We need water.
Mm-hmm.
Nose goes. So I didn't even hit my nose.
I don't know what cup to put in, so you got it.
Just not yet, because I don't want to get up yet. Wow, this is a very interesting podcast.
No, episode. I know.
I just, like, don't know what to say.
You can, like,
pause it. Pause the recording.
Are you able to, like, edit out the silences so we're not, like, sitting here?
No, I think it'd be funny. Or just like, the people are like, did the podcast end? Also, I'm definitely not editing this out. Because it's candid.
Exactly.
We don't want to edit it.
That's true.
This is real life influencers behind the scenes.
Exactly. We are
making like 2 cents off this.
What?
I wonder how much. Like, people, like, Alicia Marie, like, Pretty Basic. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much they make just off their podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, they both have YouTube channels. Like, they both have, like, Remy has, like, Cooking with Remy and, like, recipes and stuff. And then, like, Alicia Marie, her vlogs mm-hmm. channel and stuff. And she also has a clothing line.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, I just, like, I know they're rich.
Yeah.
Like, how rich are they? Like, I want to know how much they're making
exactly.
off everything. Not because I'm like, oh my god, you have this much money. Like, oh my god, you're rich. Just, because I want to honestly know how much
yeah.
influencers make. Because, you know, Jack Doherty? Doherty? Maybe. I don't know. He's like 17 and he already has like 20 million. Same age as us. Same age as us. I have like $10,000 in my bank account and this kid has 20 million.
That's so...
Like, hello?
Crazy.
Oh, I messed up.
Oh, no.
It went outside the lines. I told you I wasn't an artist. Oh, this is gonna be a hot take. Rivers or lakes?
Lakes.
Why?
I just like how, like, I like they're smaller. Like, you're not gonna get swept away.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the beach aspect of a river.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say river, but there's just always a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just...
I feel like this is giving out would you rather, but it's fine.
That's okay. We're just candid.
Candid. Oop. What does orange and pink make?
Brown.
Wow. This is gonna be brown.
No, I don't know, but those are both like
ugly colors.
Tertiary colors. Secondary colors.
Okay, Roy G. Biv. Wait, that's like the colors of the rainbow. That doesn't even mean anything. Oh, we also made smoothies.
Yeah. Strawberry banana.
Honestly, not the best smoothie I've ever had, but also not the worst.
I mean, considering we, like, don't ever make smoothies.
Considering it's our first time making a smoothie ever.
I mean, I've made smoothies before, but not in, like, 10 years.
It's not terrible. I just got a chunk of something.
Could have been a seed.
And the strawberries. That's our little chia seeds.
Yeah! Yeah, imagine adding more seeds to this. No, thank you.
I don't like chia seeds.
I don't think I've ever had a chia seed.
It just...
like the little chia pets.
What?
The little chia pets.
What is that?
You've never heard of a chia pet?
I've never heard of a chia pet. You're like, hot take, you're stupid.
They're like little things. Like the little chia. Chia.
What?
You plant them. And in their like little, they're like a little, I think they're, I haven't had one in years.
I grew up poor.
That is like a classic. A little terracotta planter, and you plant the little seeds in the water, and then it grows in like 3 days, and it comes a little bush. They were the cutest. They were like the epitome of the 2000s.
I was born a year after you. No, but I've never heard of those.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure you don't ever see the commercials?
No, I don't watch TV.
You didn't watch TV when you were like six?
Oh, when I was six, yeah, but... I don't think I know what that is. Now I want to know. So you just planted it?
Yeah, and then you'd water it.
So it was a plant?
Yeah.
Or was it an animal?
And president's heads that you would make their hair.
Was it an animal or a plant?
It's a plant.
So it's a...
Sea monkeys were the little animals.
There's a lot right now. Hold on. Back it up. So you plant it in like... In what? Like how big are we talking? Like babies or like, oh my god, okay.
Like I think I have like a little hedgehog. And so like,
so it's an animal.
No. It's like a little terracotta planter. And you like water them with the seeds in them. You put the seeds in, you like sprinkle them over, and then the little green bush. And then it's just there until it dies.
Have I been missing out?
Yes, they were so fun. And they're the cutest. They used to sell them. I used to see them at Fred Meyer. Well, I mean, obviously, I used to sell them, but, like, my mom used to get them for me.
Hold on. Look it up on your phone. I'm, like, now I want to know what they look like, because I'm not feeling the visual.
I think they were called chia pets. Yeah, a hedgehog. See?
What?
You've never seen
that? I've never seen that before.
A chia pet. Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah, I had a bunch of them. My mom used to buy them for me. They were so amazing.
I am now 17 years old and know what it is. Interesting.
Okay.
Well. And what? You just kind of like watch it grow?
Yeah.
That's it?
Indiana Jones chia pet.
Oh my gosh.
Willie Nelson chia pet. Star Wars chia pet.
Interesting.
Lots of Star Wars. Wow. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I texted my boss today and I said, what time am I in today? And she didn't respond. So then I texted my manager. Not my boss, the other one, my favorite one. You know who I'm talking about. And I said, what time am I in today? And she texted me back, and she said, going at 4. And then my boss texted me back, and she said 5. So then I texted my manager, and I said, oh, she, like, blah, 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 said I'm in at 5. And she goes, what the fuck? She was like, you're the best, you should be in at 4. And I was like, she was like, she's on something. And I was like, she's always on something.
She's always.
Hopefully my boss doesn't listen to this. I love you. You're the best.
Love candy apple. What color is this?
We need to get water.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
It's yellow. So we're just back at it.
Sure.
I got water, guys. We paused for a sec. Anyways, they were going to take my car to go to the baseball game because they're leaving. And then we're going to realize that I wouldn't have to go to work. Have any way to get to work. And I was like, not a problem.
my parents stole my car. I can't get to work. They're like, oh.
We'll no. Come pick you up. Wait, that's a good idea. My boss picks me up. That's actually might be the most embarrassing thing ever.
My boss picks me up.
The fact that she probably would too.
She's like, of course.
I'm like, hey, no, it's fine.
You don't have to do that.
Move out of my way. Coming in hot. Anyways. Oh yeah, they're leaving for their baseball game at 2:30 and it's 2:26, except somebody's picking them up, so I think Owen. Oh. Well, name dropped.
Oh. That's okay. It's a pretty basic name.
Except that we were like talking. We were just saying who was picking them up.
Yeah.
It wasn't like talking shit about them.
Yeah.
Like we were with everybody we're like, else.
Well,
start painting with yellow. Mm-hmm. It's giving Christmas. Yours.
Oh.
Are you gonna add more colors or just keep it red? Hey. Oh. I just broke the paintbrush. You should add pinks and oranges.
This is orange.
That's orange?
Yeah.
You're not using that one?
Oh no, I'm gonna use this one for the center.
Oh.
So that way it's like custom. It's giving Christmas.
In the best way possible. I'm onto my yellow. It's giving lesbian.
That's what I was thinking.
I didn't do it on purpose.
But
not mad at it. I just love these colors together. Like, are you kidding?
No, they're cute together.
Uh-oh. What do we got coming out? Now we are. It happens again. Just act like it was the first time.
Candid.
So candid. I wish they had a disposable camera filter on our phones.
No. It'd be so good.
Because then I would be taking pictures like
nobody's business.
It'd be unlimited too.
Exactly. And then they would be right there. They probably do have filters.
Did you bring yours? You didn't take any of your thrifting.
I didn't. I was too distracted trying to find some good finds.
We did pretty good though.
Yeah.
I had like 20 stuff in the bag, and then I got like 4 things. Honestly, couldn't be happier.
It was just.
You haven't taken care of these boots yet?
Ain't my boots. Sorry, guys. I had talk with my dad.
This randomly cuts off.
Okay.
I don't to get their car repaired.
That was not a good sounding car. We're outside in the shade right now. It's really nice, though, in the it shade. Is. Not too hot. Okay, I need to shut up. Oh, I didn't do that side. I skipped a side.
Why?
Down here. I forgot to do the orange down there. Do you think there is such thing as pretty birth dates?
I think yes.
What's a pretty birth date?
But I don't like.
Besides your own. I don't know. 3/19 is just so. Beautiful.
Besides your own.
Just kidding. That's not my birthday. What are you talking about?
I think
9/11 is a beautiful birthday. I'm just kidding. Okay, why those hijackers choose 9/11? Is it because it's 911? Why?
I don't know, because it's...
Like, why 911? So when you type in 911, you think of 9/11 or what?
I don't know. That's not good, though.
Like, I don't know why they chose...
Maybe to make it more memorable. Like
if... I mean, it was going to be memorable no matter what date.
Yeah.
But 9/11 just sounds like...
Because 9/11.
Because what if it was, like, 8/22?
Exactly. Like, okay.
Then we'd call it August 22nd instead of...
We don't call it... I guess we do call it 9/11. But we'll say 9/11.
9/11 just sounds...
8/22.
Oh. 2/8 was such a memorable day.
Yeah, it's just...
Do you think they went through all 365 days to see which one sounded the best?
I don't know.
Or did they just decide today we are gonna change America for good? Like, how did they get guns on the plane? Like,
they did?
Yeah, didn't they have guns?
I don't know.
I thought they had guns.
I think they had, like, knives. But they didn't have, like, security back then.
Which is, like,
in the airport. Which is, like, insane. Like, oh my gosh. Last time we were at the airport, coming back from my trip. Well, when we were headed there, my dad got stopped by the security and had to get patted down. It's because he had chapstick at the bottom of his pocket, and he never carries chapstick with him. And then on the way back, my brother and my dad got stopped, and my brother had trash in his pocket, and my dad had a paperclip in the bottom of his pocket. And literally right before we went through, he's like, I'm going to check my pockets really good and make sure I don't have any stupid stuff so I can pat it down again. He got patted down.
Why did they get patted down?
I don't know. I mean, the stuff in his pockets, I guess. But it was like, he's like, both times, stuff I never have in my pockets. Paperclip.
Oh, why did he have a paperclip in his pocket?
Exactly.
No, my grandparents. So on Tuesday, 4th of July, I got picked up from work because I had a really bad headache.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't drive home because it's probably the safest thing to do. I just, like, was, like, seen 3 times. Uh-huh. No, I just had a really bad headache, like a migraine, basically, and it was the safest thing to do.
Did you guys paint?
No, my brother's coming over, guys. Do you want to say hi to our podcast?
What's up?
Okay, now leave because we're in the middle of a conversation for our podcast. Anyways, it wasn't safe for me to drive because, yeah, so my mom and my grandparents came to pick me up. So then my mom drove my car while I was in the car, and then my grandparents in their car, and they left first because, like, my boss came out, was talking to my mom about how I did it, how good I did that night, and I was like, period, give me a raise.
Literally.
And then... we were, like, driving, and we see this, like, police car pulled someone over. And we were like, oh my gosh, something's happening down there. Ha, ha, who got pulled over? We get closer, and it's my grandma. What? And my grandma got pulled over. And as we get closer, my grandpa is on the side of the car, his hands on, like, the hood, getting patted down. And my grandparents had been drinking, but, like, they were, like, sober. Mm-hmm. But they'd been drinking all day, but they, like, sobered up because it was, like, 11 or like 10:30 maybe, but they were like batting him down, and we got closer, they didn't give her a ticket. As we got closer, we were like, why did he get patted down? And then my grandpa was like, oh, I told the cop to pat me down to prank you.
What?
I was like, I was like, okay. And then my mom was, like, talking to the cop. She was like, just give her a ticket. Give her a ticket, please. Like, as a joke. And the cop was like, nah, just get out of here. So over us.
What the heck?
But my grandpa was literally like, yeah, I told the cop to pat me down to freak you guys out. And I was like, it worked.
Jeez.
I was like, that is too funny. I've never been pulled over.
Yeah, thank goodness.
A part of me wants me to. No. Hot take.
Your insurance will go up.
Even if you get pulled over?
Yeah.
For not even doing anything?
Well, I mean, like, I guess unless they were just like... Well, I mean, why would you get pulled over if you weren't doing anything?
Oh my god, wait, I did get pulled over.
When?
I did get pulled. I didn't tell anyone because I was really scared.
Well, your insurance went up.
It did?
If, what did you get pulled over for?
Drinking a Red Bull and the cop thought that it was a White Claw is what he told me.
Oh. So then no one did.
This is what he said. He pulled me over. I forgot about this because I was like, I think it was just after I got my license. I didn't tell anyone because I was scared. And I keep saying, oh yeah, I haven't been pulled over. And I like spaced it out. Maybe it was a dream. Wait, I'm not sure. Do you think it was a dream?
I don't know.
Anyways, dream or not. Now I'm confused. Wait, I don't know. Because sometimes dreams are a little too real.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a dream. It just felt really real. Okay, anyways, I got pulled over. And I was drinking my coconut Red Bull, so it's white. And the cop was like, yeah, I haven't pulled over anybody in a while. And it looked like you were drinking a White Claw. I think it might have been a dream.
You're like, yeah, why would I be doing that?
But I did drink a coconut Red Bull recently while driving. Maybe then I had a dream about it.
Maybe.
It was definitely a dream, because I feel like I would have told you.
Yeah.
I'd be too scared to tell my mom.
Even if it was just for, like, that?
Yeah. She doesn't like that I drink energy drinks.
Oh.
And she'd be like, you were drinking an energy drink? No, I've had that happen before. Where I thought I got in a car crash. And it was a dream.
What?
Like, I thought I, like, accidentally hit somebody. But it was a dream. My dreams are, like, weird. Like, I think it was a dream. I'm second guessing myself. But I feel like I would have told somebody.
Yeah.
We're just gonna say it was a dream or not, because I feel like that didn't happen.
That's funny.
Because I always say, oh yeah, I just want to be pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dream.
It was a dream.
I hope. But like, sometimes I'll really be speeding.
No.
Like, I will be going so fast and there will be no cops around. And then days where I decide to go to speed limit, there's cops. And I'm like, exactly. Thank God.
I'm like, I think I have intuition for when cops are around.
No, literally.
Because I'll be like, I'm going to see a cop. And then turn and there'll be a cop there. And I'll be like.
That's funny. Okay, here's my lesbian.
Burnout.
It's kind of ugly, not gonna lie.
No.
Yours is like trendy. And mine's like not.
Excuse me. No, it's cute.
Is it? Are you saying that because you're my best friend?
Yeah.
So you think it's ugly?
No.
So, what is your opinion on Speak Now? Going back to that, because I just got a notification.
I guess it's good.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
No.
Not a true Swiftie?
No.
Not a true Swiftie.
I'm not. I know, like, 2 songs on that entire album.
And those 2 songs?
Are Mean? And is Back to the Same One Speak Now?
Mm-hmm.
I know that song, I think.
Enchanted?
I kind of know that song.
That's, like, the most popular one.
What about Sparks Fly? Is that song one?
Huh?
Sparks Fly on?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I kind of know that song, too.
Do you know mine?
Yes. Wait. How does that song go?
I don't know. I don't like that song. I just assumed you would know it. But I don't even know that song.
I do.
How's it going?
I don't know, but it feels like I do.
I'm, like, playing on your phone right now.
Copyright?
Oh, Taylor?
do this to us. We're just girls. I'm just a girl.
Hey, yep.
Make sure to.
Anyways. This has been too many candid conversations for me.
Yeah, what are we even gonna title this? Candid.
Title it Hot Takes. Because we just keep coming back to that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my opinion on the Speak Now, Taylor's version.
There's some balloons over here.
Balloons?
I don't know, you guys went out that far.
Water balloons. We had a water balloon fight last night and 4th of July.
Nice.
Last night, Jackson absolutely, destroyed. Okay. When I say that, it sounds weird, but Jackson threw 10 water balloons at me at once, and all of them hit my back, and I have a bruise on my back.
Oh.
Anyways, here's my opinion on Speak Now. Taylor's version. It came out today. Well, it came out yesterday for me, but it came out Eastern time, technically, in today. New York today at 12. So,
yeah, 12 a.m.
Technically, it came out today, but I listened to it yesterday. Anyways, my opinion. She's not mad.
She's not mad enough.
And in Speak Now, not Taylor's version, the 2010 version, she's mad because she went through a breakup. And she has so much, anger in her voice. You could feel the pain in her songs and her voice and stuff. And now, it's just she's just singing to sing. And she didn't deliver as I thought she would. I'm not saying they aren't good, because
it's different.
They're amazing and jaw-dropping and spectacular. They're just not giving pain.
It's not what you were expecting.
And that's why it's my favorite album, because it's pain and crying and tears. She's mad.
Makes it relatable.
And she's not mad right now. And Taylor, you need to be mad. You disappointed your fans.
You need to be mad.
Maybe I'm not Swifty anymore. I'm just kidding. Oh, that was
would
a joke.
Be a hot take.
Hot take, which singers are trash? Let's see. Hot take, Justin Bieber?
I was just thinking about Justin Bieber.
Where is his hype coming from?
Yeah, where did he go, honestly?
What song...
What happened to him?
But what song was the hype song for him that, made him famous? Baby? There's not too late now to say sorry.
But, where did he go?
Does
he do anything anymore?
Miss the moon, just your body. Sorry.
Copyright. But, did he,
I don't really know. What? Anyways, Justin Bieber. I know he got married to Hailey Bieber. Not you.
Oh my god.
And then he just stopped. I don't think he makes music anymore.
Yeah, I just think he's living in love. What does Hailey Bieber do? Does she model?
I don't really keep up on her, to be honest.
Makeup.
I never had any
influencer.
Okay. I never she never interests me.
Yeah.
And her smoothie, that's $50, Erewhon. That never interests me either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Oh, God. Anyways, we're back. We keep having to pause because there's keep interruptions because we're outside my house painting, and then my brother and people kept going by, but they're leaving now.
So
there will be no more interruptions. I hope they don't yell at us. They're driving by right now. Okay. Is that the end of the episode?
I mean.
Oh, we were talking about Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he just kind of fell off.
He fell off. A lot. I feel like a lot of singers fell off. Like Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
What does she do? Like, haven't heard of her for a while. But, like, I'm focused on Taylor Swift, so I'm not really focused on anybody else. Oh, the maximum recording is 60 minutes.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Tune in next time. That's what I mean. We just don't... We aren't scripting this part out, so we're just going with the flow.
We're just along for the ride.
That was nice. We should have a drink of the episode at the beginning and be like,
oh, that's cute.
What is your guys' drink of the episode?
That's true.
Ours was strawberry banana smoothies. We already went over that, but I think that is something we should do.
I agree.
All right, y'all. That was it.
Yep.
That was the episode. Hot takes. Taylor Swift.
Drama.
Drama, and I don't really know what else we talked about, but tune in next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Peace out.